Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 18, The Diversity of American Colonial Societies, 1530 to 1770. The creation of colonies transformed the New World through the Columbian Exchange. European diseases such as smallpox devastated native populations. To make their colonies productive, Europeans introduced sugar, rice, and coffee cultivation. They also took New World crops, including indigo and tobacco, and spread them to new regions. With few predators, European animals such as horses and cattle multiplied rapidly in the Americas. Some of these animals threatened Amerindian agriculture in some places. Elsewhere, they made Amerindian peoples better hunters and fighters. The discovery of gold and silver prompted the rapid development of the Spanish colonies. Mines in Mexico and the Andes financed large and intrusive viceroyal governments located in Mexico City and Lima. Wealth also concentrated in a network of large colonial cities. The sugar industry was crucial to Brazil. However, Portugal was slow to expand its colonial government and did not create its first viceroyalty until 1749. Under Spanish and Portuguese rule, Amerindians suffered various forms of compulsory labor. In Spanish America, the encomienda and mita systems forced tens of thousands of indigenous laborers to work in colonial economies. In Brazil, the Portuguese gradually shifted from Amerindian to African slaves. Eventually, Brazil came to depend on the Atlantic slave trade, importing nearly 2 million slaves in the 18th century. France colonized Canada in hope of finding mineral wealth, but saw only modest profits from the fur trade. Canada's population grew slowly, and colonists relied on alliances with native peoples to exploit the fur trade and guard against attacks by European rivals. In the Caribbean, France imitated the plantation model developed by the Portuguese, Dutch, and English. All the Caribbean colonies came to depend on slavery to produce export crops such as sugar, tobacco, and coffee. England's North America colonies followed a different path. Private investors or religious groups established the first settlements. England never imposed on these colonials a unified viceroyal government. Settlers generally exercised local political control. The economies of British North America were more diverse and, until the mid-18th century, less profitable than those of Spanish America and Brazil. Slave-based plantation economies developed England's southern colonies. However, most of British North America pursued diverse economic activities such as commercial services, shipbuilding, fishing, and food crops. Despite the presence of slavery, free immigration and indentured labor were more common than anywhere else in the Western Hemisphere. During the 18th century, populations and economies grew across the Americas. The century also witnessed a series of destructive and expensive imperial wars. To pay the costs of these wars, Spain, Portugal, England, and France imposed new taxes and regulations on their colonies. These policies caused resentment among colonial populations that sometimes exploded into tax rebellions and riots. Tupac Amaru II's failed rebellion in Spanish America was the largest and most destructive. However, conspiracies and riots afflicted Brazil as well. British colonists overthrew the governors of New York and Massachusetts, and tensions would remain high until the American Revolution.